Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Advice without this is worthless. Why is Stoicism worth listening to? Because it's battle-tested. What good are theories about the world if they're just that, theories? Philosophy from the ivory tower might be good for blowing minds, but as far as solving problems in the real world, much less so. Even in Marcus Aurelius's day, there was a suspicion of pen and ink philosophers, that is to say, thinkers who had never done anything but think. We listen to Epictetus when he talks about finding freedom in the worst circumstances because we know he did that. He survived the worst circumstances. Marcus Aurelius didn't get to theorize about Plato's Republic. He was trying to apply philosophy to Rome's empire. Seneca had no cushy tenure. He had a real job working for one of the most capricious and unstable rulers in ancient history. In short, all these thinkers had what Nassim Taleb, a great Stoic writer and doer himself, calls skin in the game. Skin in the game is not some mythical status either. People other than emperors and slaves and senators have it. Skin in the game is about being in the arena, about actually doing stuff, testing your ideas and your virtues in the fire of real life. This email and episode, for instance, is not written and recorded by someone who has stared down Nero. Of course, who besides Thrasea has done that? But it is at least from someone who has run his own business, taken real risks, made it to the top of a few different fields, gotten married, started a family, worked on important projects, gotten my hands dirty, etc. Advice without that perspective, advice from someone who just wants to give advice, philosophy from someone who sits protected from the reality of the world, cushioned from consequence, in charge of nothing but pens and papers, it's worthless. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. So check it out at dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now. now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.